This is your personal preview of what's in the September edition of the IBSI FinTech Journal. I'm Robin Amlow, Managing Editor of IBS Intelligence. This month's big interview is with Elguru Raghavendran, SVP Pre-Sales and Product Innovation at Azentio Software, reflecting on the company's handling of pandemic-related challenges and in the digital lending space. We also talked to Amanath Chowdhury, Managing Director of Modafin, about its performance in our sales league table, Modafin being named Regional Leader Africa for Digital Banking and Channels. Inside Singapore's digital identity solution, we learned from Kendrick Lee, Director of National Digital Identity for GovTech Singapore, how the government's digital ID app is being leveraged by business, while Guy Warren, Chief Executive Officer of ITRS Group, talks operational risk and operational resilience. Events season took a bit of a breather over August in Europe, but we're previewing upcoming events this issue with the clock ticking down to Sibos, the banking and payments industry's biggest annual shindig, is set for Amsterdam. We'll be there. Of course we will. And we're also previewing our very own Neo Challenger Bank Awards, winners to be announced in October. September's feature focus is lending, P2P lending and crowdfunding, IoT and 5G. And we're asking whether P2P lending is really a disruptor or just a passing trend in the dynamic digital lending ecosystem. You can also find out how to be a 5G whiz. There are thoughts on managing credit and sustainable lending, and we investigate lending trends in India. Elsewhere, we're updating you on fintech developments in ASEAN. The digital payment sector in particular is booming in Southeast Asia. In news analysis, we offer some thoughts on plans to improve consumer protection in the UK and just why MasterCard is involved in a crypto card in Argentina. And in our opinion pages, among views from the industry, tokenized asset trading, just what institutional crypto adoption means for post-trade, and how fintechs can be a force for good. Our September journal includes all the usual sections. You'll find details of the latest M&A deals in fintech, and also a deal that didn't happen and now appears to be heading for its day in court in Delaware. And why Lloyds Bank, which claims to be the UK's largest digital bank, is still on the fintech acquisition trail. Private equity and venture capital action continues, although there's no doubt valuations are under pressure. Tech vendors are also still doing deals in who's bought what. There are supplier profiles, case studies, and we track the stock market performance of listed fintech equities with our commentary on the Sifty 50. All this and more in the September edition of the IBSI FinTech Journal from IBS Intelligence, the leading global pure-play financial technology research, news analysis, and advisory firm.